Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 23rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 22 to 24, praising God in the midst of judgment. We read in Isaiah chapter 24, verses 13 to 16 like this. When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing. For the majesty of the Lord they shall cry aloud from the sea. Therefore glorify the Lord in the dawning light, the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we have heard songs, glory to the righteous. The four chapters from Isaiah 24 to 27 form one continuous poetical prophecy. In particular, Isaiah 24 is descriptive of the dispersion and successive calamities of the Jews, the preaching of the gospel by the first Hebrew converts throughout the world, the judgments on the adversaries of the church, and the final triumph of the church. What we can understand from Isaiah chapter 24 verses 13 to 16 is that God's intervention and judgment will not be dreaded by everyone. The prophecy of gloom and doom is interrupted by the sound of a distant song of praise by a redeemed remnant as they sing the praises of Jehovah for his saving grace. From the east to the west and everywhere in between, a believing remnant will glorify God for his righteous actions. Those who have been persecuted and oppressed by the world will rejoice to see God's punishment of the wicked. This passage in Isaiah is thus a prophetical reference to the fact that there will be a righteous remnant who will remain in this earth, who will suffer through the great tribulation. This remnant that remains shall lift up their voice and sing in recognition of God's divine deliverance of them from the great tribulation. The new song that they sing is in response to God's act of salvation. The reference to the ends of the earth emphasizes the universal nature of the prophecy in this passage. The phrase, glory to the righteous, refers to the righteous people of God who have lived to please God. The lesson for us from this passage is that we should love God and be willing to suffer for the sake of righteousness to escape the coming judgment of God against the wicked. We have this wonderful assurance given by our Lord Jesus himself that we read in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here's another prophecy by Jesus concerning the upcoming tribulation that we read in Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 to 22. For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.